You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning, good morning. Hey, 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 good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We would not look at any other circumstances. We would not have it any other way. This is the day that the Lord has made. Again, we will what? Rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for your coming in. We thank God for you tuning in to the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. This radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial, along with the other station that you heard previous, has made it possible for me to come into your cars, come into your home, come into however you're listening by the way of Cypress audience. I'm grateful that you're tuning in to the radio broadcast today because I believe God. What about you? I believe God can do anything but fail. What about you? I believe that God can work out any problem, any situation. I believe God. All you got to do is believe God. All you got to do is start giving him praise. And that's what we're going to talk about. Just giving God praise this morning for everything that he's done, for everything that you think that you shouldn't give him praise for. You got to give him praise for because he is still God in the midst of what we're in. God bless all of you that will be tuning in to the radio broadcast by Cypress audience. Something great is getting ready to happen for you. Just know that God lives through it. Just know that God is with you through that. And the only thing you have to do is just give him praise. That's what we were created to do. Give him praise. We were never created to complain. We were never made to cry and to faint and throw in the towel. Oh, it's going to be good. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another day. We thank you for another time that you have kept us, Lord. And you have woke us up this morning with the blood running warm in our veins, the activity of our limbs, Father. We thank you this morning, Father. Some, God, have already gotten up, God, and started the daily occupation. They've gone to work and they're listening. They're on their break, God, or they're just having a day off, God, whatever throughout the day they're doing, Father. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and your kindness, Father. We thank you because you kept us while we slumbered and slept throughout the night, Father. And you woke us early this morning again, closing our right mind with the blood running warm in our veins, God, the activity of our limbs, God. We thank you that our families are well, God, as they are, Father. And we give you glory. We give you honor. Lord, bless each and every one that's listening or watching about this way or Facebook. Father, we thank you now and we believe you and we take it at your word. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a hand clap if you can. Praise our God because he's good to us and we thank God. Listen, we want to thank God for you again tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. God is able to do it. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what the enemy is trying to say. God is able to do what you need him to do. He's going to do what you need him to do. He's going to bring you out. Excuse me. He's going to bring you out. He's going to heal you. He's going to deliver you. He's going to set you free. All you got to do is give him praise. All you got to do is give him glory and honor. Praise God. Listen, we want to send out our prayers and condolences to the bereaved families. Amen. Those that are going through bereavement hour, we want to send out our condolences, especially. Amen. I got some news on last night. Praise God. And we want to send out our prayers and our condolences to the bereaved families. Amen. Pastor Barbara Kimbrell, President Kimbrell, we send out our condolences and prayers to you, amen, and to the Kimbrough family, especially to the Apostolic Church of Jesus, amen, hallelujah. Pastor Robert Kimbrough was the pastor there right here in Coco. passed and went to sleep on Friday, so I was told. So we're praying for the church family and the Kimbrough family, President Kimmel. We're praying for you all that God will see you all through this. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just something when your leader leaves. Amen. But we pray your strength for the church. Amen. And for the family as well, and her siblings and everybody. And we want to send out our condolences again to the bereaved family of Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. Again, in her passing, going on home to be with the Lord. Another soldier going on home to be with the Lord. And we're praying for you all, family, church family, and family. Also, we want to send out our condolences to Mrs. Sister Frederick, Mother Frederick, in the passing of her son, Dennis Frederick, and Sister Lola, her brother. We're praying for this family. We're praying that God will see you through. Praying that God will see you all through. And also, we want to send out our condolences to the Lewis family in the passing of Terry Lewis, a man who defrutalized on Saturday, which is family here. We want to send out our condolences, amen, to the bereaved families and to his mother and to his sisters, Twyla them, and all of them. We want to send out our condolences to these families in prayers. Throw your arms around them and pray for them that God would see them through. Amen. Because we never know where we're going to be at. We never know, hallelujah, what state we're going to be in. And we're going to need somebody to throw their arms around and love on us. Amen. To all of you that know somebody that's going through this, continue to pray for them. Continue to be there for them and know that God will see them through. Praise God. We want to give God praise and give God thanks again for you tuning into the radio broadcast. Listen, get ready, get ready, get ready. All sidewalks, all curbs, I don't care, the Uber, whatever, at least to 1500 Florida Avenue, amen, in Melbourne, Melbourne on the 9th through the 13th, we will be there in revival. I'm telling you, God is getting ready to do something. God is getting ready to bring you out. God is getting ready to bring you through. I want you to know that no matter what it looks like, don't make no excuse. Just get there. Come be there with us and let the enemy know that you're going to overcome. You're going to come out. You're going to come through. It's going to be something again. Hallelujah. It's going to be something again. When, Apostle? I'm hearing you. When is this going to take place? It's going to take place next week, the 9th through the 13th. We will be with Apostle Elizabeth Haywood down in Melbourne, Palm Bay area. Something is getting ready to take place again, starting Monday night, going all the way through Friday night. We're going to look to see you, 1500 Florida Avenue. Come on, it's going to be something. Service will start at 8. Praise God. We will have corporate prayer, and we will go in, and we will have a good time. We're looking for God to move. We're looking for God to be doing something great in the services. Thank you for posting that. God bless you, Evangelist Harvey. It's going to be something down there. You don't want to miss it. Come out. Come through. Come cross and watch God deliver you. Watch God heal. Watch God save. Watch God do what he say he's going to do. We're expecting God for a mighty, powerful move. We're expecting the Holy Ghost to fall like rain. We're expecting the wind and the ways of God to sweep through that place, that sanctuary, on next week. Hallelujah. You bring them out bound, they'll leave out set free. You bring them out, hallelujah, without salvation, they'll leave with salvation. I believe God. Come on. You bring them out, hallelujah, whatever the case may be, when they get there, but the Holy Ghost will turn it around and bring freedom. Will turn it around and bring peace into the midst of their situation. I believe God. What about you? I give God praise. I give God glory. I give God honor. So that's all we want you to come do. Expecting to believe God. Expecting the impossible. Where it's impossible with man, but with God, all things are possible. And there will be changes. There will be changes. People will get healed. They will get set free from the clutches and the hands of the enemy. Praise God. I believe God. He's going to turn it around. Come on. Again, I'm so glad you asked me. The address is right there. 1500 Florida Avenue E. Come be with us. That is at Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Praise our God. It's the pastor there in the congregation. We are expecting God to move. We're expecting God to move. Thank God. Listen, and that will be our revival for the month of May that's coming in. Hallelujah. It will be there in March. She's going to be with us. She's going to be up here with us. Praise our God. Hallelujah. She's going to be down there with us the following month. So we're looking for you and you to come over and come out and come through, and you'll hear more about it. Praise God. Amen. Now, we want you to know this. We keep us in prayer. Keep them. We want to give honor to our church mother. We want to give honor to Lady Watkins. We give honor to our church mothers, to all the prophets there at the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple Evangelists that's there. Amen. We give honor to you. Amen. And all the congregation that's there. Praise God. I want you to know God is going to do it. God is going to bring you out. Hold your head up high. God is going to bring you out. Again, please keep these families that's going through. Let's keep them in prayer that God will see them through in the past. And again, and we want to send out our condolences to Miss Flucci, which is Terry's mother. Amen. We want to keep our arms around her and her family and his sisters and his brothers. Come on and keep our arms around them. Again, the Kimbrough family, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. Amen. The Pentecostal Church, Faith Apostolic Church of Jesus. Amen. Where she was the pastor. And we want to pray for these church families. Again, and those of you that know someone that I don't know, keep them in prayer. Amen. All right. Listen, I want to talk about, again, praises. It's something about praises. When you begin to praise God, that's one thing we got to do. We got to give God the glory. We got to give God praise. We got to give him thanks, because that's what we were created to do. We were never created. We were never designed to worry. We were never designed to fear. We were never designed to walk in doubt and unbelief. Praise God. We were never created to allow these things to overtake our praise. And what we have done, because we have been in so much, and you're going through so much, and we want to know, we need to know God is with us no matter what we are facing, no matter what you're going through. God is with you, because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And then he said, in everything, give thanks. So we must give God praise at all times, whether we feel like it, whether we think we should or we shouldn't. Come on. We got to do what? Give God praise. We got to give God thanks, because he is the one that allowed things to happen. He is the one that's bringing us through situations and circumstances that we don't understand. God is able to do what no man can do. God has done what no man can do. Be of good courage and do what? Give him praise, give him thanks, and give him honor. Because guess what? He is still God. I don't care what it looks like. We talked about on Friday night in our Friday night deliverance service. Come on, don't throw in the towel. It was never designed for the saints of God to say, throwing in the towel, or are we giving up? It was never designed for us to that. We were designed to give God praise. Why? Because he's going to do it. Praise our God. In the book of Psalms 150 here, praise our God. We right here. Amen. The book of Psalms 150. Amen. If you're able to follow along, or you know it by heart, you can say, but this is what we were created to do. Praise God. God bless you, Brother Hayes, Minister Hayes. This is what we were created to do. We were never created to be complaining. We were never created to try to figure things out. We were never created to do that. So this is what we do. When we start walking in those areas of our lives where we can't figure things out and we're trying to fix things out, we bring frustration to ourselves. We bring harm to ourselves, because all we were created to do is give him praise. That's all. You say, well, Apostle, we here and we human, we going through. Yes, we here, but guess what? We were created to give God praise. We were never created, come on here, to walk in fear, to walk in doubt, to walk in unbelief. We open doors to those areas and to come in our lives. Fear, doubt, and unbelief paralyze your praise. fear, doubt, and unbelief paralyze the word of God from working in your life because you allow it. But praise, hallelujah. He said he inherit what? The praises of his people. So what we got to do is we must continue while we are yet going through the situation, while we are yet in the situation, give God praise. Notice what I said. While we yet going through the situation, we still got to give God praise. While we yet, come on here, coming out of the situation, we got to give God praise. Come on. We were never designed to start worrying in the middle of a situation. We were never designed to try to take it up on our own way. Come on, to try to work things out. This is why the Bible says that men's hearts are failing them because of fear. Fear will torment you. Fear will just have you all over the place. But when you stand in faith and you stand in praise, there is a way of deliverance. There is a way out. Come on, tell your neighbor, there's a way out. Come on, tell your neighbor, God gonna do it. Tell somebody, I believe it, and I give God praise. I would not be moved by what I see. I would not be moved by what I hear. Come on, because his word, come on. He said, and do it all that way, do what? Acknowledge him, and he's gonna do it. Direct your path. So this is why we got to give God praise. This is why we got to give God praise, people of God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. The enemy wants to paralyze your praise. The enemy don't want you to give God praise because he know if you start giving God the correct praise like we should, he already know what praises can do. He already know what praises can do. This is why David said, I will do what? Bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Come on. His praises shall continually, I mean repetitiously, be in my mouth. They keep coming out. Nothing else. Nothing else. Not complaining. Nothing else. Not saying, I shouldn't have did this. Praise. Praise. Come on. Praise. I give him praise. I give him glory. I give him honor. He can't stand for you to give him praise. Praise move him. Praise move him. Praise bring him closer to you. Come on, somebody. This is what we have to do. Excuse me. This is what we have to do. We have to praise him. Again, right here in Psalms 150. Psalms 150. And I'm going to try to just do this because it's blessing me. It says, praise ye the Lord. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God. In the sanctuary, praise him in the firmity of his power. God's power is so powerful, nothing can penetrate or stop the power of God. When you praise him, you say, Apostle, I've been in this situation and it don't seem like it's going to move. I've got things going on, and it seems like, but tell you what you do. Don't complain, but just give him praise. Lift your hands up and start giving him praise. You may not be able right now to lift your hands. You may be working and busy with your hands, but within your heart, you could give him praise. Come on. You could take that time out and give him praise. And it's going to move. That situation is going to turn around. That situation is going to be dissolved. Why? Because your praises, come on. When you give God praise, he's going to bring peace to you. He's going to bring joy to you. You won't have time to worry. You won't have time to fear. But when you give him praise, again, it say, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmity of his power. There's power in praise. There's breakthrough in praise. Come on. Fear will stop the breakthrough. Doubt will stop the breakthrough. Come on. It will stop it. Why? Because God don't deal with doubt. He don't deal with fear. Come on. He deals with praise. Praise is who you are. Praise is, you hear the song say, praise is who I am. When there's nothing else left to do, when you don't worry yourself, before you worry yourself, you need to praise him. Before you start having questions about the circumstances, just give him praise. Just give him praise. This is good. Just give him praise. It says, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him for his mighty acts. God has done great things. God has done marvelous things. Come on. He haven't did nothing else. Come on. He haven't did nothing else wrong. We got to give him praise. You got to give him praise. You got to give him what's due to him. It says again, praise him. Oh, my God. For his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent grace. You got to praise. It's so excellent. This is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in my eyes. We give God praise. We give him glory. Sometimes you don't understand. When you start giving God praise, the situation may look bad on your behalf. It may look bad to somebody else. But when you start giving God the praise, it takes you above the circumstance in the situation that you're in. Hey, 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 it take you into another place. You don't even look at it like you was looking at it before, because that's why we was never created to walk by sight. We were created to walk by faith and give God praise to it. You say an apostle, you telling me you denying that it's there. No, it may be a fact. This is a true known fact. Yes, it may be there. But my praise outweighed the circumstances and the situation that I'm going through with, because I know praise is going to bring me to a place of peace. Praise is going to bring me to a place of joy. Praise is going to comfort me when you're yet going through and you don't know how to come out. But just give him praise. Just give him glory. Just give him honor according to what he says right here. He said, praise him. Hallelujah. Then it goes to tell us what to do after we do this. Then it goes on to tell us what to do. Praise him. Hallelujah. With the sound. Praise come with the sound. I had never seen people and they talk about you got to be silent praising God. No, you could be silent within and you could be loud. You praise come with the sound. According to what the book of Acts said, he said when he told him to go into the upper room, Minister Darius, when he told him to go into the upper room, hallelujah, he told him to go up there and wait. Told him to go up there and wait. Come on, somebody. And wait me. They was tarrying and waiting for the promise of the Holy Ghost. And it came in. Here we go. It came in with a mighty rush of wind, and a sound came. The sound came. The Holy Ghost, praise God, it carries a sound. Praise God. Praise carry a sound. When you start praising him, according to what they say, praise him, hallelujah, with the sound. Praise him with the sound, come on, of the trumpet. Come on, and we know what a trumpet is. When the trumpet, when you blow it, come on, he's telling about the instruments now. Come on, even the instruments have to praise God. Come on, the instruments don't be worried about what's going on or who got them, or who's trying to operate in them. You got to praise God. No, excuse me, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the enemy is trying to say, you got to praise God. It say, praise him, hallelujah, praise him. With the harp and the string instruments, you got to praise him. Come on. You got to praise him like never before. Don't look at the circumstances. Don't let it overwhelm you. Don't let it overtake you in the harps. Come on. You got to praise him with these string instruments. Hallelujah. And it says praise him. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to praise him. Hallelujah. Praise him in a song. Praise him in a dance. This is what's happened. The body of Christ don't lost their dance now. Oh, it don't take all that. This is what the scripture said. Praise him in a dance. Hallelujah. The church got to go back and get the dance. Come on. No matter what, praise you. You got to praise him. You got to praise him. He said, praise him with it in a dance. And a dance. Come on. And a dance. Come on. Hallelujah. You might not trying to give. You just got to praise him. Oh, I just feel this thing. You just got to give him glory. You just got to give him honor. When you start praising again, go back and get your praise. Go back and get your dance and begin to praise God. This is the way we magnify according to what the scripture says. If you're reading it along, you know what I'm saying. It say praise him. Praise him. You don't have time to worry. You don't have time to fear when you praising God, when you giving him glory, when you giving him honor. That's how you're going to come out. Perfect praise. That's how you're going to come through it. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's how you're going to come, hallelujah, out of this. When you dance, come on, and you dance before him because you giving him praise. You giving him glory. He say, praise him with the string instruments. Praise him. Hallelujah. It talks about praising on the organ. Hallelujah. Praise him on the organ. Hallelujah. Everything. That what he's talking about, the instruments now. You got the praise, the organ, the organist, the musicians. They should make the music into a praise, not for what they think it is, but for what a praise God created this for. It's going to bring you through. Praise is powerful. Praise is powerful. Come on. Fear can be powerful if you let it be. But it's not powerful than praise. Uh-oh, that's good right there. Doubt is powerful. But it's not powerful than praise if you let it be. Come on. You got to make it be known. You got to make it be known. Come on here. When you praise God, God bless you, Pastor Joyce. You got to praise God with everything in you. David praised God. He danced before God. We know the story. He danced before God. See, the church got to go back. The body of Christ got to go back and get their dance back. See, the enemy trying to set on us and say, don't take all that. Oh, it's all that running and all that skipping and hollering. No, we're giving God praise according to what the scripture said. Come on. Why? Because he's done great things. He's done marvelous things. Come on. Hallelujah. We don't have time to sit back and try to pick it out and figure out. No, we just give God praise for everything. Include when things don't even look good. It's good because God created it. God allowed it to happen, and he's going to bring you out. All you were created to do was give him praise. All you was created to do was give him praise. You were never created to walk in these other areas that the body of Christ is walking in. We're walking in doubt. We're walking in fear. We're not walking in his word. We're not taking God at his word like we say we are. Come on. Now, when you start giving God praise, it's going to move God. When you start confessing his word, it's going to move him because God honor his word. One translation say he hastens to his word to perform it for you. So all you got to do is give him praise and use his word. He give us the authority. He give us the authority. It says praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. On the high, you got to praise him with everything in you. Praise him on the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Come on, you got to praise him. People of God, we got to go back and get our praise back. We got to go back and get it on track. Come on. People have started complaining in the place of praise. Oh, I'm going through this. Don't magnify that. Don't magnify it. Oh, but magnify his deeds among the people, his good deeds. Praise him in his firmament. Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him, hallelujah. Praise him everywhere you go. Praise him outside the sanctuary. Praise him in the midst of the family reunion. Praise him. See, when you start praising God, it's powerful. We read the story down through the years. Those that are ministers and preachers, and you don't have to have a title to quote God's word, but those, remember Shadrach, Meshach, come on, remember those, hallelujah, when they were in leaning up to the fiery furnace, come on, hallelujah, go back and get some of the old patriarchs, they still gave God praise, they still gave God the glory, hallelujah, they said, the Hebrew boys said, if God don't deliver us, this is what I'm talking about. They stood firm in their faith. If God don't deliver us, we know he can. In other words, they were giving him praise. They were giving him glory. They was making known his deeds among the people to let them know he's still able. Come on here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Paul and Silas, come on, was locked in jail. Come on here. And at midnight, come on, your midnight can be right now, even though it's morning time. Your midnight can be right now. But I guarantee you, if you give God praise and hallelujah, he'll turn that thing around. Paul and Silas was locked in jail. We preach this. We know this. Come on, we don't heard this. We don't heard it preached. We don't preach it before. We don't listen to it before from other preachers. They were locked in jail. But guess what? Because they were locked in, it didn't move them. It didn't stop their praise. You could be in a situation and it feels like you locked up. But if you can open your mouth or just think in your mind and give God praise, I'm telling you, that situation has to dissolve. That situation has to move because the praises of God is powerful. Come on. Hallelujah. It's powerful. It's powerful. It's so powerful. It's so mighty. God can do it if you just praise him. We're talking about praises this morning. We're talking about, I want you to praise him. We're talking about praises this morning. It's going to start your week out when you begin to praise God. And then it goes on here. He said down in the sixth verse, let everything, come on, let everything, let everything.